Welcome to the Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we are coming to you with information and topics every day, such as
culture, trending topics, shit your mammy probably don't need to hear.
So come on in with us so we can share more with you about our day. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Uncut Chronicles. I'm Crystal. And today we giving you that part two because y'all know we were really on a roll. Okay, back to this Keke stuff. Okay, Keke Palmer, her man Candy that's a little lost in the sauce. What are our thoughts about this?
So we were just having an outside conversation, outside of the podcast, I mean. And we were talking about how it kind of similarly mirrors Will and Jada a little bit. Just a little bit, because the dynamics are almost similar, except I feel like how Keke and her relationship is, like, Keke's the very, how can I put this? Not masculine, but she's the more powerful, confident one in the relationship. And I kind of see the same dynamics with Will and Jada. Because while Will may have been the breadwinner, and, you know, he looked good too, it's something about Jada that she got very much this pussy pops energy versus Will.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so agree. So is this what, but okay. So if you're saying that Keke is the powerful one and her man Candy is a little more insecure, has some things he's working on, then with the Will and Jada, tell me your thoughts on the parallel here, because both Will and Jada are both powerful. Jada has made it very clear that despite her career changes and ebbs and flows, she is still a force to be reckoned with. But that's a part of her seduction and sensuality as a woman. She's always been that way. Rewind that track on back to the 90s. She has always been that one. So I kind of feel like, what's the difference? Do we feel like Will was disrespected and that Jada disrespected him the way we feel like Keke's man Candy disrespected her? Like, what are we doing here?
Well, I feel like both Keke and Jada are very outspoken when it comes to their relationship dynamics, in a sense. Jada pretty much told us what it is. Like, I'm going to be Jada to the day that I die. I'm going to do what I want. I mean, she's still professing her love for Tupac. If that don't tell you enough, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like you with your new man, you still talk about your old man boldly.
I mean, who gonna bring him up from the crib? Nobody. I mean, he not here no more, so I can say what I want to say. Like, here's the reality. Is she wrong for that? Not at all.
Yes and no. I say yes because, baby, let that man rest in peace, or let him stay on the island wherever he is in peace. Leave that man alone. Stop bringing that man up. And you got your new man. So who, I mean, God rest his soul, but like, leave that man alone. What do we want to do with that? What do you want us to do with that Tupac information? Did you fuck him? Yes or no? Like, what do you, okay, so if you
it
did.
It is evident, first of all.
What do you want us to do with this information?
We don't have to answer these questions because we already know the answer.
So I'm like, what do you want us to do with it? And it's like, I could not boldly, like, keep doing that. You're married to Will Smith. Girl, shut up. Tupac is not coming back on whatever island he on or whatever grave he's in. He's not coming back. And I say no because I feel like sometimes people have a certain standard in which they feel like people should grieve somebody they lost. So that's why I say no sometimes, because it's like, okay, you really can't tell her how to grieve. But at the same time, it's like, Jada, do you have a secret child somewhere we don't know about? Like, what is this?
It's relevancy, boo.
Yeah, like, what do we keep bringing this up for? You're married to Will Smith. Y'all got two beautiful kids together. What are we getting at here with the Tupac situation? But I digress. But I still feel like Jada and Keke are very similar because they're just very power dynamic in their relationship. And I feel like they've always outwardly and boldly spoken about how they felt about relationships and the role that they want to play in relationships, which is why I feel like they are similar. So while Will Smith is powerful in his own dynamic, he's not as bold and outwardly spoken like Jada.
Why do you think that is? That his personality, or you think he's just, you know, he pulling a Beyonce and keeping his mouth shut? Which one is it?
I think it's a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to act like I was too surprised when he slapped fucking, what's his name? Chris Rock. I mean, we probably all wanted to do what he did. It's why he was getting dapped up. I mean, I'm not condoning violence.
I mean, we're not condoning violence, but are you saying that he got slapped because everybody don't want to slap him? What are we saying
here? I mean, it's the disrespect, which is why I'm like, he's powerful in his own dynamic, because it's the fucking disrespect at this point. Like, hello, don't disrespect my wife in front of me. But then it went back to the argument with him of, well, your wife disrespect you.
I know we're not out here putting house business on Front Street.
And I said, but that's my thing with Jada, though. Jada is powerful, but Jada don't know when to be a Beyonce and shut the hell up. And a lot of times that red table talk did more harm than it did good. While I admire
her. Within her home?
Yeah. With her home, with their reputation, with the viewpoint of Will as a man. And I feel like it really almost emasculated him in a sense, because she was just embarrassing him.
Do you think that it's us deflecting our feelings onto him about him feeling less of a man, or do you think he really feels that way?
I think sometimes it kind of shows a little bit in how his energy is when he presents himself when he's around her. It's not like when they were younger, it was very confident. Like, you could tell Will felt like, I'm that dude. I got the baddest out here. I'm killing it in the game. And now you don't see that or as much on him with Jada. But Jada, I see it on her regardless. And I feel like while I appreciate her transparency and being real about what happens in their household, what's the old saying? What goes on in this house, stay in this house. Everybody didn't need to know everything that was going on in your house.
Okay, this is true, but I feel like, what if that dynamic is working for them? I mean, I don't know. I don't live there. But what I'm saying is, like, they still together. He ain't left her, and it don't make sense for them to split up anyway. Listen, I have a theory about this. People of a certain age demographic, what's the point? What are we doing here? Because the reality is, where you going to go? You can go lots of places. Is it worth it? Y'all already built this empire. You already have a name. You have these children. What you want to do? You need 12 more vacations a year? What you need a new diamond? What is it? Because if that, or do you need to maybe have your friends over twice a week so you feel like you got more company? What is it? Because I think when you get to a certain place in life, looks fade, even if you still look good. Health is important, right? Good communication is important. And we don't need to be broke, hungry, or ashy. If we ain't none of those things, please take these extra 12 vacations and shut up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the point? Sometimes I just don't understand. When we're younger and you still got some traction under you, you still got some building to do, you still got some things to learn, walking away makes sense. But for others who are in certain points of life, and they've been married 20 plus quadrillion years, they're over the age of 40. I believe they're much closer to 50-ish, you know. And with that being said, where you going and for what?
That is true.
Like, what? Like, okay, listen, just be quiet, because we're going to stay married, but be quiet, because it works for us. And so to me, we got to remember that sometimes people under the age of 40 don't realize that when you hit that 50 and up, it shifts. Suddenly some stuff that you cared about, you don't really care about as much. Will probably really don't give a hot fuck. I'm going to be real. He don't care. Okay? He done made the movies. We at the house. Feet is up. Talk at y'all little table. Who you bumping? The little August dude? Whatever his name was, him. Yeah, him. We didn't already blew the back out of that. Shut your mouth. I told you, you could be out there in the streets. Don't embarrass me. And I told you, hush. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, on the flip, Will has never come out with who he's intimate with. Yeah. Because as a man, if it did come out, it would give a very, oh, he's a cheater type of thing. But because she's a woman, it looks more like emboldened. Like, oh, she's taking ownership. She's leading her own sexuality. Da-da-da-da-da. You cannot pay me to believe that this was not a narrated forthcoming of sorts. I'm not saying the moment that he knew what she was going to say, I think that they were strategic about whatever he does not coming out, because what she could say could foreshadow and give a different kind of forthcoming exposure, conversation, marketability. Click, 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 because y'all going to be clicking to read and watch, right? Sometimes you got to play the hand you're dealt. I think they played the game. And I think Will slapping Chris, well, you know, when somebody up here hyping me up, I don't know why let them do that to you. I don't know. I wouldn't. Look at what they did. And then before you be like, you know, you ought to slap so-and-so. And then before you know it, you done got up and did some stuff because they done hyped you up in the background. I really feel like there was some hyping up of sorts. And then it closed, right? So I kind of feel like it's slightly puppeted, not in negative ways, but I think it was just a very, I think it was slightly orchestrated to change the perception of the image of women in Hollywood, even if you are the wife and not the breadwinner.
I like that. I like that theory. That's a good theory. I like that. Because it did, I can't admit, it did feel like, in a sense, Jada was almost sacrificing herself in that moment. I mean, let's be real. August Alsina was being a very, very messy side bitch. He was.
And know your place.
He was being very messy.
The sidelines.
And I was like, excuse me, if I was sexting Jada Smith, I would have been quiet. Zip. When do I see, what are my days? What are my weekends? When can I pencil in? Can we go on vacation for those days? I would have been silenced. So the fact that he was very mouthy about his escapades with her, I was like, not you being a messy side bitch. Do you think she could finna promote you now? She's not. But I can see how they tried to flip that. Because I think, if I'm not mistaken, quite some time ago, or was it recently during that, when Jada was having her affair came out, people started saying, well, wait, Will's having an affair too. And they started putting the two and two together with pictures of him in Egypt with another woman. However, there was more pictures of him and this woman in the same locations all the time. So people were like, hold on. Wait a minute. We point fingers at Jada. What are you doing? And, oh my God, I cannot remember the woman's name. The woman that played Barbie. I think her name is Margaret. I want to say her name is Margaret. Him and Will and her, you couldn't tell me they wasn't fucking.
The blonde chick?
Yes. You could not tell me they were not fucking. Okay? Not having sex. Fucking. Because the way that the chemistry that they had, ain't no way you couldn't tell me they weren't having an affair.
Okay, but once again, let's go ahead and call it what it is. So you got powerful Jada, I'm the wife, I'm gonna do what I want. You got Kiki out here being a whole meal and a half and a snack. And so imagine the tables were turning, it was the men. If it was the men, then y'all be all in an uproar, like when the little young dude, what's his name? I forgot. Heather, the cougar lady, the former adult star. She was what, in her 30s or something, or 40s, and he was much younger, in his early 20s. That situation, what was his name? Little young dude. You know what I'm talking about. Athlete. And she was all over there, you know, I can't believe he put pictures of his fiance up. We were just together last night.
Zion.
Yeah.
Zion Williams.
Okay, yes. But see, that's my thing, though. But look at how it flipped. Mm. How dare he do this to me? What about me? I got the best coochie. You know what I'm saying? And he over there like, that was last week. You know, the point is that look at how it flips when it's the women. When it's the women leading the challenge, we're empowering, we're emboldened. It's all about your sensuality, your sexuality. How dare he try to keep you in your place? Meanwhile, they out here in the sand dunes doing the nasties. I just feel like you got to be careful and mindful. These people have clearly agreed on such shenanigans. Mm. And I think it really puts its toe in the poly world. I didn't say what type of toe. I just said poly world because there are many variations. And I think that in order to be, first of all, if you poly, that's a rich man's game. Mind your business. If you don't have any of the coins and the quiet dollars, then no, it's not for you. And so I think that them agreeing to enjoy the company of others while still being together, as you can clearly see, when you have a certain level of income, it works. Nobody's talking about divorce. Nobody's going anywhere. They know each other. They know what they like, their families, their children. You know, they don't care because it's not an emotional investment for them on all levels. It's only on the levels they choose. And clearly they have a conversation about it. Y'all didn't see Will not one time get loud about the whole August situation. Because he knew. Just like Kiki's man knew that she was going to go look like a whole meal in front of Usher. Like, come on. So for me, I think that we have to remember that Number one, this is entertainment. Number two, clearly they have agreed upon such because you knew she was going to go see Usher. That's the end.
He knew what she was wearing. That was my argument.
And he knew what she was wearing. Exactly.
You knew what she was going to wear to the concert. So
you run to social media to express your concern was trash behavior anyway. You should have left that at the house.
Agreed.
So that's all I'm trying to say. I just feel like we have to really kind of think about this differently. I don't know. I mean, I don't think being a strong woman is the problem. I think men like strong women. They also like women who are feminine enough to understand a time and place for everything.
Yes.
And I think that it's a very interesting slope.
I agree with that. I can agree with that. And that's why I'm like, whatever the relationship dynamic is between Jada and Will, I think Will appreciates the privacy of it. And that's where Jada, to me, in my eyes, she went wrong. To me.
But do you think that she's just doing that for relevancy?
A little bit. And I feel like it's some underlying resentment there.
Mm.
And here's why I say that. Because her coming out, kind of talking about things on the red table talk, it wasn't giving like, I just want to be transparent. I want people to know what's going on in my life. It was giving like, well, I guess since my dirt got aired out, you know, I got to take it and I'm going to talk about this. But I'm going to talk about me, but I'm going to talk about you too. Because don't forget, you know, you weren't the best husband to me. You weren't the best this to me. And even as far as like he brought on, was it Will's ex-wife or baby mama, the other baby mama? Uh-huh. He brought her on. And at first I was eating it up as in, I don't think people talk enough about the transition or the relationship between the ex and the current wife.
Sure.
And that's how I was eating it up. But then I had thought about it because in listening to their conversation a little bit, they was dogging Will out. Yeah. And that's why I was like, I feel like a lot of times her quote unquote transparency comes from a place of resentment sometimes.
But see, we don't know her struggle. We don't know what she's been through in that marriage. And people don't understand when you have more money, baby, you have a whole lot more problems. Y'all on here on Twitter, you know, just fighting the basics over here, you know, regarding hot dogs, ramen noodles, you know, hair store flip-flops and cheap hair. You know, it's real problems going on out here in these relationships that got a little more money. So I'm just saying like, ooh, could you imagine the things that go on when you have more income, the drama, the stress, the calls for help, the insecurities, the flirting, the personal business, your kids cutting up. Like, ugh.
But you know, but that's always a Twitter argument of if a man has more money, women are more tolerant of the dysfunctional dynamics of the relationship or the dysfunctional behaviors.
Can it be flipped?
Ooh.
If I have more money, can I have a million man candies?
Yes and no.
Why?
Because I feel like it's that double standard thing.
Here we go.
And I feel like it's also that thing with like, okay, a constant argument on Twitter is the same thing. Then flip it. So what if the women had more money and men claim, oh, I'll be shut up and sit down. I'll cook and clean in the kitchen. But like in Keke Palmer's situation, when you felt like, you know, your masculinity was challenged or your insecurity was challenged, is that the first thing you're going to do when you get upset? Because for me personally, I'm finna cry in the BMW in Dubai. I'm not finna cry in my Jeep in Oklahoma. I'm not finna do that. I want to cry in a BMW in Dubai, and I'm going to go get a massage. I'm going to go shopping, and I'm going to come back like that. I ain't even happy. So
yeah.
Are men going to do the same thing?
I mean, I would suggest it, but I think men can get their feelings hurt a little bit. I think you also have to have the right type of men around you. They have to be confident and comfortable in their own lane. Mm-hmm. They have to own their sexuality like a golden key. Like, they are so strong in it. I think it requires a certain mixture of things. I really, really do. Like, I think it has to be a man that, like, he knows. Like, he's comfortable. He knows his role. You don't treat him like an object. You respect him equally as a person, but your relationship is on this level, and that's it. Even if there are emotions that become involved over time, everybody still knows their role. I think that what happened was there have been times where maybe Jada didn't like her role.
I can agree with that because she strikes me as the one that wants to have the upper hand.
Uh-huh.
And I think there have probably been many a times, you know, if we've all been in long-term relationships like this, where it's not always the same power-wise. And I think she doesn't like that. She likes having the upper hand on Will. So, yeah, Will may be the breadwinner. And Will may be, you know, he is who he is. But I think at home, she wants to be up here. And she kind of wants him a little down here.
At the house.
Yes. And I think as she's gotten older and I think as she's realized her power more, I think she didn't even like it publicly.
Mm.
That he is powerful in his own dynamic and she's still looked at as Will Smith's wife.
I think Will definitely, I don't know, you got to put some respect on his name. Like, I like Will, but let me tell you something, y'all. I like it quiet and strong. Keep your mouth shut. Thank you. That ain't nobody's business. Trust me, I'm not going to be out here in the streets telling none of your stuff.
Period, point blank.
I mean, might be a morsel like, oh, you had your birthday and we celebrated. It was fun. Like, my outfit may scream that we had a lot of fun, but the rest of this won't because it's nobody's business. I like it private and quiet and very, very, very strong. Like I said, you can't tell me what to do if you can't tell me what to do. So I feel like that's kind of Will's thing. And I think for relevancy, Jada flipped it, like you said, so she could feel like she had the power move. So, you know, it gets a little interesting. You know, this has been very uncut.
Very, very much so. And I hate that. I mean, my last two cents on it, but I hate that we play this power game all the time in relationships because they're very much so we could have equal power dynamic in relationships. I mean, those of us that aren't, you know, in a traditional mindset, we really can. But I feel like my girl Jada, sometimes she gets deserved hate, but I feel like majority of the time it's undeserved because like you said, we don't know what happened in the background of that marriage to kind of morph her into the person that she is today. Because I feel like whatever traumas that happened in the background of those relationships, if we've all experienced traumatic relationships, that really changes you as a person. So I feel like while we don't like Jada and her nuances, I think we should also give her grace because we don't know what the hell Will Smith was doing behind closed doors that made her not want to put him on the back of the car and drive 90 miles per hour.
Not the back.
That's my last two cents.
Well, you know, here at Uncut Chronicles, we bring it to you raw and uncut. I'm Crystal.
I'm Andy.
And we can't wait to talk to you again. We're going to say things that...
This shit ain't for your mammy, okay?
Peace.
Bye.
The Uncut Chronicles is part of the Breaking Ice, Building Bridges community podcast platform brought to you by Possibilities.